drunk as a quarter. Hey, and when it's too long like weed, it's too wet like water.
It's dark in here.
I can't see anything.
Is there anybody out there who wants to talk to me?
Wait, I think I see the moon.
3, 2, 1.
This is Radio Moon.
It's showtime.
Welcome to Radio Moon, that's good for your mental health. Every third Thursday of the month, the Radio Moon Collective brings you an hour of radio from 2 to 3 p.m., created by people living a full life with mental health issues. And as the Canadian Mental Health Association informs us, mental health affects people of all ages, educational and income levels and cultures. Today is Thursday, December 15th, 2022.
Radio Moon is a program that comes out of Forward House, a community-based mental health organization. We use art, comedy, poetry, interviews, discussion, news, and music to present the many faces and realities of mental health. Most importantly, we have fun and we learn the art and science of radio.
We would love to hear from you, too. Feel free to send us an email to forwardhouse.education@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your feedback, perspectives, and thoughts.
It's our last show of the year 2022, and today's show is all about kindness. It's cool to be kind, don't you think? Let's kick off our song with the beautiful song Try a Little Kindness by Glen Campbell. This song is about helping people without a second thought and showing understanding to others. Here's Try a Little Kindness.
If you see your brother standing by the road with a heavy load from the seeds he stole, see your sister falling by the way, just stop and say, you're going the wrong way. You've got to try a little kindness, yes, show a little kindness, just shine your light for everyone to see. And if you try a little kindness, then you'll overlook the blindness, narrow-minded people. The narrow-minded streets. Don't walk around the down and out, lend a helping hand instead of doubt. And the kindness that you show every day will help someone along their way. You've got to try a little kindness, yes, show a little kindness, let's shine your light for everyone to see. And if you try a little kindness, then you'll overlook the blindness, the narrow-minded people on the narrow-minded.
Welcome back. You're listening to Radio Moon on CKUT 90.3 FM. Today's show is all about kindness, something we all need a little more of in the month of December. I'm here with the Radio Moon crew, Peter, Alana, and Noel, for a roundtable discussion on kindness to start off our show. Let's get into it. So guys, to start it off, what does kindness mean to you?
For me, it means doing something for somebody else without any thought of reward or recompense. It's just doing it out of the good of your heart, as they say, and you know, having consideration for other people and the like.
Well, kindness means a lot when you're growing up. It's good to teach the younger ones to be kind to each other. When they get older, they'll understand why they were taught that way from such a young age.
Noel, do you think that kindness is easy to teach the kids?
It's not that easy to teach, but it should be taught mm-hmm. at a very early age.
Yeah. Alana, what does kindness mean to you?
Kindness means helping others that are more vulnerable than ourselves. Like people who have disabilities. Sometimes in the metros, I help people with baby carriages and things. I sometimes help them a bit in the metros and help people at Fort House that might need help there, and I try to accommodate people and try to help.
Mm-hmm. So you find a way to be kind to people every day, or in almost any location that you're in.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about kindness and the difference between being kind and being nice. Is there a difference? Are they two different things? I feel like they kind of are. Does anyone have like a hot take on that?
If you're kind, it means that you're doing something without any expectation of being rewarded for it. And being nice is just being polite and not rocking the boat or being rude or disregarding anybody.
Mm-hmm. There's like a slight difference. Yeah, Alana, go for it.
Being nice for me is if you want to spoil someone for a special dinner, you give them a birthday gift or you do them a favor. I think being kind is giving someone who's vulnerable help or assistance.
Yeah, I like that's a nice viewpoint on that.
Well, I think that the difference between kindness and being nice is that when you're kind, you usually give somebody something. And when you're nice, it's just being nice, being polite, mm-hmm. as Peter was saying.
Yeah. Have you guys ever heard, there's a saying that sometimes kindness can be seen as a weakness. What are your views on that? Alana, I see that.
For me,
kindness is a strength because it helps connect people to each other, I think. It's not a weakness for me.
It's not a weakness for you.
Yeah, it's a strength because it helps connect people to each other.
Okay. Peter,
I can't think of kindness as a weakness, but I'm sure there are people who think that. Often I'll wait and let other people go ahead of me, like in lines or something. And a lot of people think, well, you know, he's wishy-washy. He's not standing up for himself. But in a lot of cases, I don't really care. Mm-hmm. So in that case, I don't have to put myself forward. I can just let and wait, and then and it doesn't bother me, and to heck with what other people think. It's not a weakness. It's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think you can mistake kindness for weakness, but it shouldn't be that way. You shouldn't take somebody's kindness for being weak.
I think maybe that saying goes more towards people who maybe take advantage of kindness. You know, when someone maybe asks for a little too much. And it's never on the person who's being kind, I think. So I'd like to know, who's the kindest person that you know that you can go to? If you can, let me know who they are. Is there a little story behind that?
I would say my mom, because she always helps me. She looks after me when I'm sick. I can always get help from my mom. She also helps solve some of my problems, and I'm always welcome in mom's house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say my grandmother. She was the one that taught me how to be kind.
When we were children, we had a family friend, and we all called her Aunt Dot. And we used to go up and visit her, and she was always very kind to us. You know, she would, when she'd feed you, and she'd even help you prepare the food and stuff. Because we were just kids then, you know. It was before I was 8 years old or something. So, but she was always very kind to people.
It sounds like you all had some important people that paid a lot of kindness to, gave you guys a lot of kindness. What are some ways that you would pay kindness forward? Have you guys done anything that you can kind of like continue that kindness to? Have you ever done, or something you'd like to do to pay that kindness forward?
I volunteer. I help out in the community. I help out at the community food bank, and I worked in the kitchen there for a long time, and I enjoy that. It's good.
Is that a yearly thing, Peter, or it's only?
That's a weekly thing.
Weekly thing. Okay, so you're on it all the time.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Anyone?
And whenever I see somebody with a dog, it doesn't matter. I look at them, I give them a thumbs up, and I say, great dog. I know just how great that makes them feel, because when people used to do that to me and my dog, I felt just amazing. So, yeah, I just look at them and give them a thumb up and say, great dog.
You're paying it forward to the dog owners.
The dog doesn't care, but the people feel a lot better acknowledging that they have a great dog.
Yeah. I think most importantly, I know often we give other people kindness, but how do you show kindness to yourself? What do you do to give yourself kindness? What makes it easier?
Well, I like to give myself a little treat when I go to the grocery store. So that way I am kind to myself.
What's Noel, what's your favorite treat? Are you a chocolate guy?
Oh, no, just plain old cashew nuts.
Oh, simple.
Simple, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, go for it, Elena.
If I feel exhausted, I take a nap and then I feel better. If someone is rude to me, I don't let it upset me because I say they're just having a bad day.
So you kind of just, you sleep it off. That's the kindness to you. Sometimes we do need to sleep it off. It helps. So I know before, Noelle, you mentioned teaching kids and children kindness at a young age. Do you find that, does what you learn about kindness as a child kind of affect you later on in life as an adult?
Yeah, definitely. It becomes a part of your training. So you have a custom to being kind at certain levels or when you notice that there is a reason for you to be there and to be kind, you remember when you were younger how you used to play with other kids, mm-hmm. and how you would react to them and how you had to be kind to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched my parents. My parents were quite kind. And like I said, certain other people in my life, like Aunt Dot and leaders in the scouting movement and stuff, they were always kind and always wanted to be like that because I always appreciated it. And I thought, you know, I should do that, you know, because it was... is what I got, I should spend it, you know, pay it forward. I also, like, and when my knees weren't so bad, I used to always get up and give older people a seat. And I noticed that when I go on the bus with my kids, they do that same thing. So it's something they learn by example.
I would say my mom. My mom and neighbor. My mom always helped friends babysit, or if they were sick and needed a meal and comforting when things go wrong. When I was in grade one, had a teacher called Miss Berry and an assistant called Miss Cunningham, who were extremely kind, taught me to be kind to others. My grandma was when I was very sick, she was very kind to me and gave me lots of love. And from all that, I realized the importance of kindness when my family helped me.
So, guys, it's the holiday, the month of December is the month of giving almost. So there's a lot of kindness in the air. And for those out there who want to maybe change their ways a little and want to learn how to be kind, do you have one tip to give them? What's one thing, one way that they can switch it up a little? Yeah, go for it, Elena.
You teach kindness from being kind to others when they are needing help, like if they are stuck in the metro and can't move.
So little acts of kindness during the day. Yeah. Anyone else have a little tip for those who want to be a little bit more kind this holiday season?
I think you could show kindness this holiday season by giving gifts. That is what you could do. You could buy gifts and give them to your mother, your father, and your cousins. Mm-hmm.
You heard Noel. Go out and go shopping. It's the season to shop.
For me, a guiding principle is what would make me feel good if somebody did that to me, and that's all the advice I would give somebody else, you know? Mm-hmm. Treat them, do unto others, basically, as you would wish to be done unto, but... And you feel better than when you're rude. So, get angry, it just makes you feel bad. So, in a way, it's self-care being kind as well.
Thanks, everyone, for participating in that roundtable. Next up, let's take a listen to Christina Aguilera's greatest song, Beautiful. This anthem of self-acceptance came at a time when the internet was full of bullying and shaming that was very harmful to the younger generation. Hearing the glamorous Christina Aguilera sing about finding the strength to tune these voices out and overcome our insecurities meant a lot to many people. Let's take a listen to Xtina's Beautiful.
Recommend a 3 full body day split.
You can do to be more of a universal rule that will literally
because life for a man is harder than life for a woman.
Don't miss it.
Take note of the color of the stars in your
more attracted to you. Your hands are super power, and I know we like to tuck away our pocket.
Every day is so wonderful and suddenly.
Thanks, everyone. Welcome back. You're listening to Radio Moon, radio that's good for your mental health. When Radio Moon decided to make kindness this month's theme, I thought it was the perfect opportunity to interview James Barrington, the chef at the Community Food Depot, an NDG-based organization that is not only a food bank but provides hot meals to all with no charge. I've worked alongside him for 6 years. I started helping with food preparation. Then about 3 years ago, James taught me how to use whetstones to sharpen the depot's knives, which I do weekly. Here's my interview with James. I am talking to James Barrington, who is the chef at the Community Food Depot. He is in charge of organizing free meals 4 days a week. There are no area restrictions. Meals are provided to whoever wants to eat. He's in charge of rotating teams of volunteers preparing about 150 meals per day. He is also responsible for planning the recipes that will be used according to the foods that are on hand at the time. So, how do you choose the menus that are made in the depot kitchen?
Peter, I choose them based on quite a few factors. There is what comes in on the truck from Wasson, our partner organization. They give us fresh fruit and vegetables in large quantities on a weekly basis. And so we choose what is going to be served on which day based on how long I think things are going to last. But also, I choose based on our healthy food policy, which is a policy that we have that ensures that we try and that we maintain that every meal we serve is mostly fresh fruit and vegetables, that there's a complete protein on every plate, and that it's just generally nourishing and satiating.
Are all of your ingredients donated?
It's really the fresh produce that's donated from Wasson, and that's a relationship we have with that organization. Everything that's sort of dried, I buy. I have a budget to buy spices and dried beans and dried grains. We find it's far more efficient and a much better use of our time and money to get bulk prices on those items. Also, we're trying to spend a percentage of our budget on local producers and organic producers.
Where do you get your recipes?
A lot of them are made up on the spot, and some of them are from having spent sort of 20 years in the industry. I've worked in Italian restaurants, French restaurants, Syrian, Lebanese restaurants. I ran a catering company, so I like to come up with things too, and I read a lot of cookbooks.
Oh, good. Me too. So, how many volunteers work in the kitchen on a typical day?
On a typical day, we have about 10 volunteers in the kitchen and 6 volunteers serving in the front of house. Generally, from week to week, we have about 60 volunteers.
Do you set up any training sessions for them?
We used to do more onboarding. Lately, we're finding that it's a lot easier for volunteers to volunteer with us if they can just jump right into the kitchen and we train as we go.
Okay, good. So, you want to tell me about your career as a professional chef?
Sure. I worked in restaurants for years. My first job when I was 16 was washing dishes in a restaurant, and I've probably worked in one since. I went to pastry school at some point because I decided I really wanted to learn a little bit more about the science behind cooking, and then worked as a pastry chef in the Old Port for a couple of years. Probably the most notable places I've worked are Damas and Maison Boulud. I had worked for a long time, but I'm happiest in the community sector.
Okay, good. That's quite interesting. Thank you for talking to Radio Moon.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Peter, for sharing that interview. You're making me hungry. Let's take a listen to Nina Simone's I Want a Little Sugar in My Bowl from her album Nina Simone Sings the Blues. Don't we all need a little sweetness sometimes? Here's Miss Simone.
Some loving, oh so bad. I feel so funny, I feel so sad. I want a little steam on my clothes. Maybe I can fix things up so they'll go. What's the matter, Daddy? Come on, save my soul. I need some sugar in my bowl. I ain't fooling. I What's the matter, Daddy? Come on, save my soul. I want some sugar in my bowl. I ain't fooling. I want some sugar.
Welcome back. You're listening to Radio Moon on CKUT 90.3 FM. Next up, here's Elena, who has an interview with one of the workers at Forward House, Benoit. Take it away, Elena.
Hi, my name is Elena, and I'm here interviewing Benoit, a social worker at Forward House. Forward House is a safe community for people with mental health issues. Now we're going to ask Benoit some questions from Forward House.
Good morning, Elena.
Good morning, Benoit. I have a few questions to ask. Why did you want to work at Forward House?
Well, that was 17 years ago, and I heard that this was a great community organization, helping people and focusing on the human being instead of the illness. So that's why I wanted to work here. And I heard that the staff was really nice to work with. So that's why I applied and I got the job 17 years ago.
Thank you, Benoit. Did Forward House teach you anything?
Yes, meeting people for 17 years taught me to like myself, enjoy my life, not worry about the small stuff. And it taught me to be patient and kind and just enjoy life to the fullest, because you never know what might happen.
Why did you want to be a social worker?
You got good questions today. That was 30 some years ago, and I thought, you know, people need help. And I worked in a psych hospital washing dishes because I was afraid of mental illness when I started. But just to be on the safe side, I was washing dishes, so I would be in contact with people, but not too close. And I discovered that I really, really enjoyed meeting people and helping others over the years. And I thought, you know what, I'll study psychology, and I went from there.
Who are you kind to?
I'm kind to myself and take myself for who I am, and kind to others, because I believe that's it always comes back to you when you're kind to people. And I think it started with my mom and dad were very... My mom was a very kind person, helping others all the time, and my dad too. And we always had a lot of people at home helping others and inviting them so they wouldn't be alone, and parties, and, you know, any way we can help others, and we would do that.
How do you show kindness?
How do I show kindness? Just by respecting people for who they are, and just to help them believe in themselves and keeping the hopes up, even when nobody believes in them. And yeah, that's how I show kindness.
Do you believe in giving people second chances?
In life in general?
Yeah.
Of course, yeah. Because we can all make mistakes, and I believe that you can learn from those mistakes, and a second chance or a third chance or a fourth chance. And I think my job has helped me to be kinder to people, to humankind, and to believe that things happen in life and then you always get a second chance to learn from it and move on, you know.
Last question.
Okay.
Do you have any advice to others to be kind?
Just listen to them and make sure you understand what they want for themselves in their life. And that's how you build kindness, you know, just to be good and to help them be the best that they can be, and not judge them and take them for who they are, and that everybody goes through stuff in life, and but the sunshine, the sun always rises, and after a storm there's usually calmer moments. So I would say, yeah, just to think of others, gestures, you know, just sending a card, phoning them, writing a nice note, you know, just baby steps and little things that make a big difference.
Thank you, Benoit. It was nice having you for the interview.
Well, thank you so much for having me as a guest.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Alana, and our special guest, Benoit. If you would like to learn more about the mental health services at Forward House, you can give us a call at 514-488-9119. Next up on our show, here is the classic Lean On Me by Bill Withers. This was his second album where Bill was able to afford a new electric piano. While running his fingers across the piano key, he kept on thinking of the phrase, "Lean on me." And this is where the song began to form. Let's take a listen.
Till I'm gonna need If you need a friend,
welcome back to Radio Moon. Next up on our show, here's Marissa with her view on what kindness is. Go ahead, Marissa.
Hi, this is Marissa, and I am coming to you through Forward House. We are going to be discussing today the subject of kindness. What is kindness? So the definition of kindness is basically, you know, generosity, compassionate, love, and forgiveness. And I think as we go in deeper into this and we dig deeper, what kindness really is like. To be, you know, kind and be your best version of yourself, I feel like when we do something kind for someone else, or we're helping someone else, there's a good feeling about it, a sense of that, you know, you're thinking about somebody else. For example, I know that I did a lot of volunteering, or, you know, in works of, you know, making and lunches and preparing meals for Jewish people who happen to have not that much money. And so understandably, I feel very, you know, grateful that I do have food and I do have that. So it puts things in perspective and makes people who are less fortunate try to give them food, because that's, you know, so important to have, for them to have food, and to also, you know, put a smile on someone's face and even makes things much better. I know I appreciate kindness when someone does something even smaller or even insignificant to me, but I see it as like, oh my gosh, this person like saved my life or did something so great that it just puts a spin on your day, and it makes a positive day that something came out of what happened. You can bring something so beautiful and see everything in a different new light. I think just seeing each other and accepting being kind to one another, and all just want to, you know, have love for each other and love for other people. So I think that's great things. So we could individually have our differences, but ultimately we're all made the same to love each other and to love one another. And let's just be kind to one another. And that's a wrap. Thanks.
Thanks, Marissa. Next, Marissa talked to another Forward House member named Gino about his experience of kindness. Let's take a listen to that conversation now.
Hi, this is Marissa, and today we'll be discussing the topic of what is kindness. Kindness can be many different things to many different people, but today we got a special person named Gino from the Forward House. Hi, Gino. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. I was wondering if I could, off the cuff, ask you a couple of questions about what kindness is to you.
Okay. I find kindness goes a long way, because when you do help somebody and you're being kind to them, you feel good about yourself, and you you're also helping the other person, which is good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree. Do you know who is like the most who's the most influential or kind person in your life that you
Okay, that was my Uncle Frank. He taught me a lot of things about schizophrenia and how to deal with your paranoia, mm-hmm. and all the things that you have wrong with you. Mm-hmm. He taught me, but he passed away, and I lost him, and I miss him a lot. But he helped. He was the one that helped me the most with my schizophrenia.
Yeah,
he was very influential.
So he sounds like he was very like.
I can't hear what you're saying.
Sounds like he could. Yeah, he's a very. Good person.
He was a very good person. Very good.
Yeah.
Person.
Yeah.
A lot of people knew him.
Yeah.
Every time I went somewhere, somebody knew who he was.
Oh,
even,
wow.
even if I went to the States.
So he was very, very well liked by people.
Yeah.
He touched a lot of people's lives.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for all your words and for just being here.
Okay.
And thank you again.
Thank you, Marissa, for asking me those questions.
And that's a wrap.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Thanks, Marissa, for that great interview. This next song is about two people with a very close bond but are physically separated, in this case, a mother and son. The Oscar-winning Best Original Song was written for Disney Stars and Movie. Let's take a listen to Phil Collins' You'll Be in My Heart.
Back. We're almost at the end of our last show of 2022. Before we go, here's a very own Noel to wish you a joyous Noel.
Hi, my name is Noel, and I have a poem for you today. The title is A Very Merry Christmas. This is a season to be jolly, a great season without folly. It is the time of the year again. Let's do our best with what remains. I love this time of the year when the snow falls. I love to see the snow on the trees standing tall. When Christmas comes, I feel good. It's the greatest time to put you in a good mood. To see friends and family I enjoy so much, to have them come over and such. The Christmas tree is what I like. If you know one likes it, they can take a hike. I like listening to Christmas music tunes. I think I like it just like prunes. I can smell the air and its surroundings. I listen to see if anyone is coming. Thank you.
Thank you, Noel. Up next, let's hear the Harry Styles tune, Treat People with Kindness. During Harry Styles' 2017 debut concert tour, he had a badge on his guitar strap that read TPWK, short for Treat People with Kindness. The singer started printing the motto on t-shirts and merchandise in order to promote the message of love, kindness, and acceptance, and it soon became his go-to slogan. It's almost like it was written for our show today. Let's take a listen to Harry. Welcome back. You're listening to CKUT on 90.3 FM. Radio Moon will be back in the new year on January 19th from 2 to 3 p.m. For more information on Radio Moon or Forward House, please visit www.forwardhouse.org or you could call us at 514-488-9119. And don't forget, you can always listen to us online at ckut.ca.
We leave you today with the classic Bridge Over Troubled Waters by Simon and Garfunkel, which is a song about comforting someone who is going through a hard time. From all of us at Radio Moon, we would like to wish you all a safe, warm, and happy holiday season.
Lady Rita and Friends proudly presents the 11th Annual New Year's Eve Affair, Saturday, December 31st at the Jamaica Association, Noel Alexander Banquet Hall. Music by DJ Tony, Fire T, DJ Thomas, and Surprise DJ. Dress to impress. Prize for the best dressed couple. Champagne and finger food. Balloon drop at midnight. Advance tickets only $30. More at the door. Ticket locations, Annecy Hair Salon, Frontline Restaurant, and the Jamaica Association.
4065 Jean Talon West. Info 514-913-4335. Lady Rita's New Year's Eve Affair, Saturday, December 31st at the Jamaica Association.